You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to the MSP Zone. It is a rare treat when you get to talk to a legend in the industry, someone who's been around as long as you are, if not maybe longer, in the IT / managed services sector. And I am talking about none other than Gavin Garbutt from, currently from Augment. Welcome to the program, Gavin.
Thank you very much. I almost feel old with that, but the good news is I know you and I have been around about the same length of time, and we had a great run with Enable, setting it up back in 2000 for remote monitoring and management for managed service providers, and now we're back at it again with Augment.
It's very exciting. As you know, I talked to your other, co-founder, Derek Blair, also from the old Enable days. And it's nice to talk to guys like you because you actually have seen the industry change and evolve, which has to, well, before we get into that, I want to talk to those of you who don't know what Augment is doing, right? You may remember Enable and now part of SolarWinds. But Gavin, could you give us a quick rundown of what I understand is now a public release, so it's available to all MSPs who want to try it. What are you guys trying to do with Augment?
Absolutely. So quite simply, if you think of the RMM tools that VARs in the old days and service providers purchased in order to start remotely monitoring and managing on-premise devices, and then evolved their business model from a reactive to proactive and then to a managed business model. We're doing the exact same thing with Augment today, but as opposed for on-premise devices, we're all about the customer's SaaS ecosystem. So providing managed service providers with the tools to go out and remotely monitor and administer and manage their customers' cloud services. So any SaaS application that might be within the customer's environment, we want to help the MSP get in front of that and help them monetize those applications and services that their small and medium-sized businesses critically depend on for their business to operate and to be competitive.
So you mentioned SaaS applications. Is that going to be a major component of what Augment is really designed to monitor?
Absolutely. That's our primary focus at this stage of the game, is helping managed service providers go into their customers and use our products to discover all the different applications that are within their environment. So they can within minutes do a discovery, and they can provide their customers with a report showing them all of their, of course, known applications, but then all of the unknown applications and the duplicate applications, and the shadow IT, and being able to go in and make intelligent recommendations to the customers about what they should be doing from a optimization perspective, from a security perspective, and also from a cost perspective. So understanding what are the costs of the applications that are approved, what are the costs of the applications that may not be approved or that they don't even know are running within their environment. And then the third component, of course, is the management of all of those applications.
Yeah. I mean, this is, again, because of, we've been around for that long and remember those days in the early 2000s, but even before in the mid 90s to late 1990s, you had companies, I'm talking legacy MSPs like like Seven Space, Totality, Fusion Storm, who, among other things, were doing application management early on with those very unwieldy legacy tools that, you know, some of them are still around, but, you know, that was the whole premise behind what you guys did at Enable. It sounds like almost this has come full circle, and now you're doing what used to be the sweet spot, the real creme de la creme of managed services in the 90s and to today, which has always been the application layer. Why did you guys think that this was a need, assuming you think that the other RMM platforms aren't really servicing this sector, this layer, adequately? Is that a fair statement?
Oh, for sure. So, you know, again, you go back to 2000, and there were all of these enterprise applications, HP OpenView, IBM Tivoli, CA Unicenter, all managing the devices. But there was nothing for the MSPs and the small and medium-sized device management. So that's literally why we created Enable. And then when you fast forward to today, and to be honest with you, back when we were in the process of doing the transaction with SolarWinds, we were actually planning to rebuild the platform at that point. And the idea is we were going to build it on the most modern, latest, and greatest technologies, but then we were also going to make a major emphasis on cloud service management, because our belief was that all the devices, all the important devices, would be moving into the cloud. And so we wanted to start building that then. The transaction happened with SolarWinds, and I went off and did another venture with my eldest daughter, and we had a very successful exit from that. And then I was looking for the next opportunity, and that's when Derek and I got together, and we were talking about the SaaS and application management. And we discovered that just like 20 years ago, when there was all of the enterprise applications for device management, today there's some great applications for SaaS management in the enterprise space. Companies like ServiceNow, Better Cloud, Flexera, all doing incredible numbers, fantastic growth. The enterprise are just eating up these applications. But there was nothing available for small and medium-sized businesses and for managed service providers. So Derek and I said, well, look, this sounds like a great opportunity. I got out my Rolodex. Derek got out his Rolodex. We started calling all our elite MSP partners from the old days, and luckily we had great relationships with them. And everybody said, yeah, this is definitely the direction the industry's got to go, and we've got to go as managed service providers, because our customers, small and medium-sized businesses and small and medium-sized enterprises, are already there. They've already adopted the SaaS technologies, and we have to get into that mix somehow. So Derek's and my whole premise here was, great, let's build a platform for MSPs to manage SaaS applications, and let's help the MSP get beyond Office 365 management and help the customer manage their entire stack, so that they make sure they have the right applications, they have the right integration and optimization of those applications, and they're monitoring and managing those applications from a security perspective, from a cost perspective, and from an ongoing optimization perspective. So it's an incredibly exciting opportunity, and we're just happy to be here and to be offering what I think is a phenomenal solution for managed service providers to generate a whole new revenue stream and to help their customers right out of the gate.
Yeah. So to be clear, and I don't want to be, I want to get this right. It does not sound like this is a competitive feature or platform to the existing RMM companies out there. This is really a distinctly different layer of monitoring management that you are aiming to go after.
Absolutely. We are the first platform to deliver SaaS management solutions to managed service providers. The other RMM platforms may have looked at this and may have investigated it, but they have not being able to do it or roll anything out successfully. And this is, you know, this is the reason there's not a lot of players in there in here right now is because it's a tough nut to crack. We've invested heavily into cracking that nut and creating not just the technology, but the complete service offering to support the managed service provider, from how to do SaaS services and how to really understand what applications work best together, how to integrate them properly, and how to optimize them, to do the security around them. All of those things that most MSPs haven't yet got their feet wet into, other than Office 365, we're here to help them.
Yeah, it seems like that's the prototype, right? When we think of online cloud applications, you think Microsoft 365, which many MSPs are involved in, but it sounds like there's a layer of a level, I should say, of management that they have not achieved yet, and could achieve with a platform and a tool like Augment. Are there any specific examples like you could reference about how MSPs might benefit from using your platform to do things they can't do today?
Well, I think the first and the simplest thing is just going in and doing that initial audit to the customer and being able to show them exactly what are all of the SaaS applications that are in their environment and who is using which ones and to what degree. So understand from a productivity perspective, from a security perspective, and from a cost perspective, by employee and by department, exactly who's using what applications. So if there are unauthorized applications being used, maybe it wasn't a negative intention. It was just a productivity decision made by the engineering department or the marketing department or the product development group or the sales group to use Dropbox and, you know, a number of other tools where they may already have those tools built into Teams or whatever that may be. So understanding, what products should be used, should not be used. If there are ones that should be brought on, great, then let's approve them and let's understand it. And then when new tools get brought on, as you see, inevitably, a tool gets brought on, everybody's using it in the department, and then 3 or 4 months later, guess what? A new, better tool was brought in, and the old tool, you're still paying for the licensing, but nobody's actually really using it. We need to understand as business owners that sort of thing, so you understand it from a cost, but also from an employee productivity, and then also from a security. Where is that data going? Is it being stored in multiple different silos? And are they approved silos or not? So, you know, that's a really basic initial value proposition. Plus, when you go in and you do that scan and you provide that report, inevitably the company may think they have 20 applications running in their environment, but they usually have about 3 times that many applications. So understanding that and then being able to right size your licensing accordingly, and companies should be able to save 25 to 30% right off the bat after doing a scan.
Just because they're getting exactly a hold of their licensing.
Who's using what application?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I mean.
So this is a crazy great opportunity for the MSP to go to a customer and help them save money. And it's not going to cost them anything because they're not selling those services because the customer went directly to the vendor to buy most of those services.
So do you see this is, propitious timing, I suppose, on both of your parts to launch this in a year where we have a global pandemic and everybody suddenly starts working from home. tell me that I'm not crazy in thinking that there's got to be a huge potential for assisting all of these organizations with many hundreds, if not thousands, of remote workers now bringing in shadow IT, shadow applications that are not authorized, and the proliferation of data and the privacy and security that you've all mentioned. I mean, that has to be a monumental upside for MSP and customer alike.
Well, absolutely. And this is the point, right? Is the small and medium-sized businesses the horses out of the barn. They've already adopted it, and now the MSPs are saying, "Okay, geez, all of my key devices are getting away from me. They're going into the cloud. I now need to get in front of this." And they should, because the largest part and the most important part of IT has moved or is moving to the cloud with almost all of their customers. And if they're not delivering value to the customers' most important assets, their applications, after their people, of course, I hate to say it, but what is the MSP doing?
Right. Well, so look, I don't want to bring up you were ahead of your time at Enable. You came out in the market, obviously trying to leverage and capture the lightning that was readily existent within the enterprise layer, and you did it at the SMB level. And I think it revolutionized and really was one of focal points, seminal points of the managed services industry, is when that technology became available to the smaller MSP. Tell me we're not going to go through a similar learning curve of MSPs, technology providers, trying to figure out what this means. I mean, tell me that they already understand this and this is going to be like a no-brainer.
Right. Charlie, that is the best question in the world, because for the first 3 years of Enable, in 2000, 2001, 2002, even 2003, we used to have to beg a VAR to understand the value of remote monitoring and management and automating tasks, because the feeling then was that I had all the value being shown to the customer when I was in there fixing stuff. And if I'm not there fixing stuff, how are they going to know I'm doing stuff for them? And so that was a wonderful, you talk about being on the edge of the razor blade. We slid all the way down that razor blade. And it probably took 3 years before we had our first inbound lead come in. It was all telephone work, visiting and everything. Because the value was for the MSP, but the customer didn't really see any value in it. That was just our product was just to help the MSP, and the customer didn't really see anything. It was invisible to them. So, but now with our product, it's completely visible to the customer, because the MSP should be able to go in and literally patch a whole bunch of security and shadow IT holes that they didn't know existed and the customer doesn't know exist. And they should be able to save the customer 25 to 30% off their SaaS bills right away. So this is a true value, instant value to the customer right away, that's completely apparent and that will hit their pocketbooks. So when you position it like that with the MSP, who are really looking just for tools to optimize Office 365 management by and large, and you say, no, but this is the first part of the value proposition, the shadow IT and the cost savings. And then the second part, of course, is the management, administration, and automation of tasks. And they go, oh my goodness, you mean I can go to my customer and I can just run this simple scan and show them all these problems and save them money? This is a bit mind-blowing for a lot of them. So yes, the difference is, in our first week of launch, we launched literally a week ago, and we're already getting inbound activities from service providers, and everybody we talk to says, yes, I get it. I'm not doing it today, but I want to be doing this. This is a great value proposition. So yes, it's a completely different learning cycle for the channel. And I think it's because they understand they have to catch up to the customer.
What a difference 20 years makes, huh? Well, so, okay, indeed. So you've launched, is this available globally, just North America? Yes. What can you tell us?
Yes, we have partners on from Canada, the US, the UK, Benelux, Australia. So yes, we are global right out of the gate. We've worked very hard to create a global company and to create not just the technology, but also we have Augment Assist, which is a professional services team essentially within Enables to help our partners learn how to deliver SaaS professional services. And we also have Augment Academy, which is a very sophisticated training portal for our partners so that they can come in and this will be their library and their training course for how to deliver SaaS services also. So we have two mechanisms to help with the technical support of how to and what to do, and then so the online training as well as the physical assistance.
Well, that's tremendously exciting, I think it's very the timing is just spot on, because just the sudden shift of all of these workers leaving the office and going remote and likely not coming back for the foreseeable future. I think that, you know, this is one of several areas of security, of privacy, and of just general, you know, good management that MSPs and their customers need to be aware of. So I something tells me you guys are going to be very busy in the near future, but I think you already knew that.
We're busy week one, which is an awfully nice thing to be. We actually launched a week ahead of time, which is kind of exciting. That doesn't often happen with companies. Everything was in line and ready to go, and we're just super excited to be able to help MSPs get into this whole new revenue stream and really to be able to help their customers with their two most important assets. First most important asset is the customer's team members, their employees, but the second one is the tools that those team members use to deliver their services to their customers and to really optimize their businesses to be competitive going forward. And at the end of the day, what I care about the most is helping our customers. And if we can help our customers help their customers, then we're going to be incredibly successful. I am always happy to see the other people win first. And then karma is a great thing. And I'm a strong believer in that. One of the other things we're doing, Charles, is we're doing a very strong seeding freemium program with our partners. So we're giving our partners an unlimited number, essentially, of what we call essential licenses on the Discover, so that they can go out and discover their customers' environments and provide these initial reports and show the value and then be able to upsell and cross-sell their professional services and any other additional integration and optimization services. So we're also putting our money where our mouth is, in that we're investing in the partners upfront with free software to help them go out and win business.
That's great to hear. And AUGMENTT.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. I like
two T's.
Yes. Two T's. Augment.com with two T's. Go check them out. They've been in the industry for ages, and they know a lot about managed services. Literally, they were one of the founding teams of the MSP, modern day MSP movement. So I think you guys have a lot of experience, and obviously you're onto something pretty important here, and I wish you guys tremendous success.
Thanks, Charles. I look forward to chatting with you. And one of the things that we've been talking about also is doing quarterly reports on SaaS utilizations within small and medium-sized businesses. So understanding those general metrics so that partners can actually measure against a benchmark. So, you know, what's the percentage of apps that are discovered versus recognized and approved? What's the SaaS spend saving that can be achieved? All those types of things. What percentage of apps are shadow IT? So creating some really interesting benchmarks that sort of data isn't available today. And I think it would be super cool for people like yourself to understand, but then also for managed service providers to understand what's seen in their customer base.
Well, yeah, I completely agree. I'd love to see that data when you have it, and you're always welcome on, you and Derek. Love to have you on in the future when you have some of that data to share, and love to talk about it.
Great. Well, Charles, thank you very much for having me today, and it's always a pleasure to chat with you.
Absolutely. This is Charles Weaver with the MSP Zone, and we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.